Yeah, well, first of all, it's great to be home.
I
just travel back and forth on the weekends, and you know, at the end, you don't even get to come home on the weekend, so it's great to be home. I got to watch the Cubs play some baseball. I've been with a few folks across the district, and so it's wonderful to be home.
So your session closed last Monday, and I know that there were a lot of things that did get accomplished and a couple things that didn't. What is your big takeaway from this past session?
The takeaway from the session was it was very difficult. I've never come out of a session and said, boy, that was easy. I've always said, well, that might have been the most difficult. And I would certainly echo that again this session. The big takeaway is that we did pass the budget, which mm-hmm. is the only bill that the Constitution of the state of Texas requires it, and it's a balanced budget. I'm pretty proud of it. We started from two different angles. The House of Representatives was using lots of rainy day monies. We chose not to. We stayed within the biennial revenue estimate given to us by Glenn Hager. Two completely different approaches. As you may know, in the Senate, we zeroed out all special items, which included the Star of the Republic Museum. And so when I was named a conferee on the budget, which I was very proud to have been able to conference again on the budget, only five senators and five state representatives do that. You know, we had to go to work to really work out those differences. And they were huge. So in the end, we were able to put the special items back in with a little bit of a cut. The Star of the Republic Museum did receive 90% of its funding, as did the other special items in community colleges and general academics and health-related institutions. But we set forth a joint interim committee that's going to look at how we fund special items. So there was a big compromise there. You know, there were a number of other big issues. We did continue to fund the border issue of what we're doing down there to stem human trafficking, drugs, and illegal immigration. Of course, we worked really hard in other parts of the budget. I'm disappointed that we weren't able to rewrite school finance formulas. We did put $2.86 billion into growth. And overall, this next 2 years, public schools with the state and local funding will receive almost $6 billion more. So, you know, public education continues to receive growth money and some other monies in the formula, but there are others that say that we should, you know, rewrite the formula, and I would agree. We just could not come to agreement with the House. The House had put $1.5 billion, but it was deferred money. It would have been moving a date of when we pay the schools to get $1.5 billion. I'm never a fan of that, and so because it puts you in the hole for the next session when you go in. So I think that in the end, the conference committee showed a lot of fiscal discipline in building that budget. I think we're in a new norm for Texas, possibly, with oil and gas. You look at the money that we're putting toward transportation. Really, the hole that was created was that transfer of nearly $5 billion from motor fuels tax and some other revenue over to the Texas Department of Transportation to build highways. So that's an extra new $5 billion that we took out of general revenue and we put into TxDOT. That created quite a hole in a flat economy. And so all of those challenges, when you look at what the only bill the Constitution says we have to pass is the budget, and we were able to do it. You know, they're, like I said, you know, school finance, HB 21, we never got an agreement on. We did make some changes to the A through F, how we rate and grade our schools. We made some changes. I was able to pass Senate Bill 1566, which is a school board governance bill. I'm meeting with the school board in the interim, you know, was able to hear from them. And I want to say that putting school board members back in the driver's seat, that's really, they are the trustees of our school systems, making them, you know, have some transparency so that they can see. We created a dashboard with that. We gave them more accountability on really children's performance. I think that's going to make, it was kind of the sleeper education bill of the session. I worked on, you know, a number of other issues. As everyone knows, the privacy issue, which some people refer to as the bathroom bill, it's a lot more than that. It has to do with women's protections in our most intimate places and locker rooms and showers in public settings, especially in our schools. And other places that we find ourselves in, that stalled in the House of Representatives. In fact, that bill was never even referred to a committee. So there were the ups and the downs, but I think overall we went to Austin to do the people's work, and you're always going to debate big bills, and you're going to have some bills pass and some bills not, but bring an awareness to a lot of these issues, I think, is extremely important. So now we sit and wait and see if we have to go back for a special session. Because of the sunset bill, the House did not get a Texas Medical Board and a couple of other things, and then the safety net died in the House. And so there was a lot of a rush to see if we could save it in the end, but it did not happen. So it looks like we'll have to go back for at least a short special session eventually, maybe a longer one, depending on what the governor adds to the call. Mm-hmm. And then I would also, I'd like to add this. I've had tons of questions about the fight that happened the last day of session.
Okay.
That did not happen in the Senate. So unbeknownst to us, that was happening in the House of Representatives. And I just really didn't know about it until much later that afternoon. We did not adjourn sine die until about 2 o'clock that day, later than the House. So I know Representative Schubert and others were in the House when it happened. So I don't know much detail about that, but we did not have any fights that broke out in the Senate any time during the session. I have to say that we debated deliberately and sometimes with great passion, but we did it in a manner that was what I think Texas would be proud of.
Well, that's good. So you did mention the bathroom bill, and do you think that that one will be back if he calls back the representative?
I've learned not to predict any governor about, you know, what they call in a special session.
Okay.
I've seen Governor Perry call us back for special session on pro-life bills, and it took more than one special session, as we remember the Wendy Davis filibuster.
Right.
And, you know, Governor Perry was, you know, he said, I'll call you back as many times as it takes. I don't know about Governor Abbott. You know, there are calls for, let's look at tax rollback, let's look at property tax issues, maternal mortality, which was a bill I carried that died at the end of the session, very important. There's also the Privacy Act, school finance. There's a number of us lawmakers that would love to see things added in a special session, but that is truly constitutionally up to the governor of the state of Texas, and I would just be a guess at this point of what he's looking at.
Okay. Anything besides the two that you mentioned, or I guess the three that you mentioned, the school, the women's, and the privacy that you hope might get back on there?
You know, I think that those would be property taxes. I know SB 2, there's still a lot of talk of that. We've all recently gotten our appraisals, mm-hmm. and we know that it is very difficult meeting the needs of our taxing entities while not taxing people out of their home and property. And the reliance that we have on property taxes, especially to fund our schools, is extremely difficult. You know, I've worked with a lot of our local officials who not want to see the automatic rollback at 4 or 5%. It ended up passing the Senate at 5%. If your local taxing entities go up more than 5%, there's an automatic rollback vote from the people. There was a lot of pushback from our city and county officials and other special utility districts. The House looked at it in a different way, giving a lot of different transparency tools to the constituents. So we'll have to work out our differences in how we try to slow the growth of government. I think that we did a pretty good job in our own state budget where we virtually were, when you look at all the different factors, flat and slowing the growth of government, because what is government? It is the people's government, is the people's taxes. The difficulty there is certainly Medicaid is a cost driver in that budget. You know, I think all of us would like to put more money toward education, toward parks and wildlife, toward some other highways like we've done other priorities, but we continue to see the escalating cost in healthcare, and it really is a drag on our state budget.
Right. Okay, well, I appreciate your time, and thank you again, and congratulations on Lewis Kate walking the stage the other night. That's got to be such a prideful moment for you.
Without a doubt. We're really enjoying having a graduate, and I want to congratulate all the graduates across the district and our local communities. Now, this is a big step, and the rest of your life is ahead of you, so I want to wish everyone well.
We're glad that they got to hold it outside. It looks like Texas decided to give them a break.
Yeah, a little bit better than Sunday, right?
Yes, but you know what? If it held off for a day, we still needed the rain. And
we needed it. I was so pleased, though.
Thank you for giving KWHI the chance to hear from you first.